Laudator Jesus Christus, Vatican and World News.
In the headlines this Easter Sunday, April 4th, Pope Francis kicks off the Easter season with a reminder that Christ's resurrection proves that we can always begin anew, no matter what. The Pope prays for the many parts of the world where conflict reigns over peace in his Urbi et Orbi address and blessing, and Filipino Catholics launch the official year-long celebration of the 500th anniversary of the arrival of Christianity in the archipelago. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins. Pope Francis ushered in the ninth Easter of his pontificate with an Easter Vigil Mass on Saturday night. In his homily, the Pope recalled that with the risen Lord, it is always possible to begin anew, even in this hour of darkness, when humanity grapples with the pain inflicted by the pandemic. As Robin Gomes reports, the Pope said the Lord has promised to precede us in the places where we have doubted and hid in fear.
Exultet iam angelica turba celorum.
Ushering in Easter of 2021, Pope Francis reflected on the words of the angel to the women at the tomb on Easter morning and explained the significance of the risen Lord going to Galilee ahead of his disciples. First of all, he said, it means to begin anew.
Andare in Galilea significa innanzitutto ricominciare.
Galilee was where the disciples first met the Lord, their first love. It was also where they misunderstood his words and in the face of the cross abandoned him and fled. Despite everything, the Lord invites them to start over from where they began. In this Galilee, the Pope said, we learn to be amazed by the Lord's infinite love, which opens new trails along the path of our defeats. Hence, the first Easter message is that it is always possible to begin anew despite all our failures.
In questi mesi bui di pandemia, sentiamo il Signore risorto che ci invita a ricominciare.
In these dark moments of the pandemic, the Pope urged all to listen to the risen Lord as he invites us to begin anew and never lose hope. Going to Galilee also means setting out on new paths, making faith alive and getting back on the road. The second message of Easter, the Pope said, is that God is not a memory or an album, but is alive here and now, full of surprises. Even if you feel that all is lost, let yourself be open to amazement at the newness Jesus brings, the Pope urged. Going to Galilee also means going to the peripheries.
Eppure Gesù ha iniziato da lì la sua missione.
The Pope said, Galilee is where Jesus brought his message to those struggling to live from day to day, the excluded, the vulnerable, and the poor. It is in the peripheries that God tirelessly seeks out those who are discouraged or lost. Thus, the risen Lord is also asking his disciples to go to the settings of daily life, where he makes himself present in the lives of those around us.
Riconosciamolo presente nelle nostre Galilee di tutti I giorni.
Let us recognize him here in our Galilees in everyday life, the Pope urged. I am Robin Gomes.
On Easter Sunday morning, Pope Francis celebrated Mass in St. Peter's Basilica at the Altar of the Chair. Though few of the faithful were present due to COVID-19 restrictions, countless Catholics around the world joined the Pope via digital media across various social media platforms. Over 170 other broadcast networks and media outlets picked up the Easter broadcast. On this holiest of Christian feasts, Pope Francis chose not to multiply words, but to reflect in silence on the mystery of Christ's resurrection from the dead. In place of a homily, he led the faithful in silent prayer following the proclamation of the Gospel of John, which was chanted in both Latin and Greek. During the Liturgy of the Eucharist, the Pope recited the first Eucharistic prayer known as the Roman Canon. It is the oldest Eucharistic prayer used in the Latin Rite, and its current form dates from at least the 7th century under Pope St. Gregory the Great. The Easter floral arrangements which adorned St. Peter's Basilica for the Easter Mass were donated by florists from Holland. This marks the 35th year in which they have done so, though the tradition paused last year due to the pandemic. The Dutch florist's compositions featured avalanche roses, and some were also donated to residences for the elderly in Rome as a sign of solidarity. At the end of the Mass, Pope Francis welcomed Cardinal Mauro Gambetti as the new archpriest of the Papal Basilica of St. Peter. I wish you the best in your service at this church, which is so important for all Christians, he said. The Pope also thanked Cardinal Angelo Comastri for his dedication and 16 years of service in that role.
Grazie tanto.
Thank you, Cardinal Comastri. Thank you for your pastoral care, your spirituality, your preaching, and your mercy. Pope Francis then expressed appreciation for all those who had worked so hard to prepare the liturgical celebrations of the Paschal Triduum. I want to thank all those who work here in St. Peter's, the choir, ministers, lectors, deacons, he said. To all of you, thank you so much. After Mass on Sunday, the Pope delivered his traditional Easter message, Urbi et Orbi, to the city and the world. He said the event we celebrate today gives us hope that does not disappoint, and he prayed for several global issues which are close to his heart. The Pope urged rich nations to share COVID-19 vaccines with poorer ones, and he recalled the various conflicts in the Middle East and Africa and pro-democracy protests in Myanmar. Thaddeus Jones has the story.
Throughout the world, the Church proclaims the joyous news that Jesus, who was crucified, has risen, as he said. Alleluia, the Pope said at the start of his Easter message broadcast live around the world. The Easter reality, the resurrection, offers concrete, tangible hope and consolation, he noted, but its message does not offer us a mirage or reveal a magic formula we might wish as an escape exit to the world's difficult realities, such as the spread of the pandemic, social and economic crisis hitting the poor, especially. But he also noted the scandalous fact that armed conflicts have not ended and military arsenals are being strengthened.
Cristo risorto è speranza per quanti soffrono ancora a causa della pandemia.
The risen Christ gives hope and comfort for those suffering from the pandemic, the sick, and those who've lost a loved one, the Pope said, while he prayed that the Lord sustain the valiant efforts of doctors and nurses, while the international community commits to a distribution of vaccines, especially in the poorest countries. The Pope also referred to the psychological weight of the pandemic on young people, often forced to stay at home without attending school or visiting friends in person. His thoughts also turned to the beloved Haitian people, saying he's close to them and urging them to
guardi al futuro con fiducia.
Look to the future with confidence and hope for a definitive resolution to their problems. He prayed for the young people of Myanmar, committed to supporting democracy and making their voices heard peacefully so that hatred can be dispelled only by love. And he remembered the plight of those in Lebanon going through tough times. And he also prayed that Christ, our peace, may halt the clash of arms in beloved and war-torn Syria and stop the deafening and scandalous silence regarding the suffering in Yemen. He encouraged Israelis and Palestinians to rediscover the power of dialogue
che veda due stati vivere fianco a fianco,
so a solution can be found to enable the two states to dwell side by side in peace and prosperity. Francis also recalled his visit last month to Iraq and prayed that the nation continues on the path to peace. The Pope's thoughts then turned to Africa, especially places suffering from internal violence and international terrorism in areas of the Sahel, Nigeria, Tigray, and the Cabo Delgado region of Mozambique.
Continuino gli sforzi per trovare soluzioni pacifiche ai conflitti.
And he prayed that the conflicts may be resolved peacefully through dialogue and a spirit of reconciliation and true solidarity. He also recalled that today, April 4th, marks the International Awareness Day against anti-personnel landmines and said these insidious and horrible devices kill or maim many innocent people each year and stressed how much better our world would be without these instruments of death. Amid these many hardships, the Pope said we must always remember that we've been healed by the wounds of Christ and the light of the risen Christ. Our sufferings are now transfigured.
Dove c'era morte, ora c'è vita.
Where there was death, now there is life. He concluded, we pray that the benefits of that healing will spread throughout the world. And he wished a happy Easter to all of you.
E benedictio Dei Onnipotentis, Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti, descenda super vos et maniat semper.
Amen.
I'm Thaddeus Jones.
And finally, the Catholic Church in the Philippines today launched its year-long celebration of the fifth centenary of the arrival of Christianity in the archipelago. In 1521, the Portuguese explorer Ferdinand Magellan arrived in the region, and a priest traveling with him celebrated the first Mass in Asia and baptized the first Catholic community in the Philippines. To mark the start of the Jubilee, Pope Francis sent a video message to Filipino Catholics. As Lydia O'Kane reports, the Pope urged them to renew their enthusiasm for evangelization.
In the video message, Pope Francis shared with the people of the Philippines the three mysteries of faith, which are part of the deepest Christian roots of the Filipino people: Nazareth, the cross, and Pentecost.
La ternura del Santo Niño, che è simbolo della llegada del cristianesimo.
He said that the tender love of the Holy Child, which is a symbol of the arrival of Christianity in your archipelago, reminds us of the hidden life of the Holy Family in Nazareth. By opening the doors of your families to the Holy Child, he said, you too will be able to transmit to your children the faith that you received from your parents. Dwelling on the cross, the Pope recalled all the difficulties that the people of the Philippines have had to face, especially in the years of immediate preparation for this Jubilee. He called to mind the earthquakes, typhoons, volcanic eruptions, and the COVID-19 pandemic.
Pero a pesar de todo el dolor y la devastación, han sabido cargar la cruz y seguir caminando.
Yet despite all that pain and devastation, he said, you continue to carry the cross and keep walking. You suffered greatly, but you also got up time and time again. Pope Francis urged them to keep working, rebuilding and helping one another like good Cyrenaeans. He also thanked them for their witness of strength and trust in God, who never abandons you. Turning his attention to Pentecost, the Pope reminded them that Pentecost is a point of arrival, but also a new beginning. He recalled the mother of Jesus, who was always at his side at the most difficult moment of his life, standing at the foot of the cross. The Pope also pointed out that Mary never leaves our side and asked for her intercession for a new Pentecost of the Church in the Philippines.
Durante este año jubilar, los guían las palabras de Jesús.
During this Jubilee year, said Pope Francis, let the words of Jesus guide you. Without cost you received, without cost you are to give. These words, he continued, are an invitation to thank God for all those who handed on the faith to you. Renew your enthusiasm for evangelization. Reach out to others and bring them the hope and joy of the gospel, the Pope urged. Recalling his visit to the Philippines with great fondness, Pope Francis highlighted the final meeting with almost 7 million people present.
Ustedes son generosos, son abundantes.
You are generous and you know how to celebrate the Feast of Faith. Never lose those qualities, even in the midst of difficulties, he said. The Pope called on the faithful of the Philippines not to be afraid. You are not alone in this mission. Two great saints of your land accompany you, St. Pedro Calungsod and St. Lorenzo Ruiz, he added. Concluding his video message, Pope Francis said, keep moving forward. The Pope is always at your side. I'm Lydia O'Kane.
And briefly, Cameroonian Cardinal Christian Toumi passed away on Good Friday in a clinic in the city of Douala. Pope Francis sent a telegram on Easter Sunday to express his condolences for the Cardinal's death. He expressed his sorrow to those mourning Cardinal Toumi and said he had left an unforgettable mark on the church and on the social and political life of Cameroon. Cardinal Toumi was the African nation's first cardinal, created so by Pope St. John Paul II in 1988. Pope Francis said the late cardinal always committed himself courageously to the defense of democracy and the promotion of human rights. He was a faithful collaborator of the Pope's, recalled Pope Francis. May the Lord welcome his servant into his peace and joy. That brings us to the end of this edition of Vatican and World News. For more on these and other stories, go to our web portal at www.vaticannews.va. There you can also find all our broadcasts in podcast form. And don't forget to catch the latest updates on our Facebook page and Twitter feed. In the Vatican, I'm Devin Watkins.